Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are going to go very in depth today with a program that is called the Zero Balance Project, and it is something that gives emergency rent assistance to folks, and we want to pass the word along and get this information out to our listeners. And on the phone with us, we have Rebecca Bowers. She's the program coordinator with Dakota County Social Services Response Development. And we also want to say hello to Kelly Esch with 360s Communities and Dr. Ola, and also Tommy Ola with Restoration for All. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you for having us.
Rebecca, let's kick it off with you, please, because you have been a point person for this, and I want to learn more first how you are working in partnership with all these folks. And I want to learn a little bit more. What is the Zero Balance Project, please?
Zero Balance Project is a collaborative program that Dakota County is working with Ramsey and Hennepin County on this program. It is a landlord-initiated rental assistance program. So for tenants who are having difficulty paying their rent due to COVID impact, so if they've lost their job or they've had an illness or needed to stay home with their children because of COVID, because of school closures, there's a lot of ways households have been impacted by COVID, and the Zero Balance Program is a emergency rental assistance program that was created to be able to respond to the reality of people being unable to pay their rent. So the difference between the Zero Balance Program and a lot of the other rental assistance programs is that the Zero Balance Program is initiated by the landlord. So the landlords can actually apply for the assistance on behalf of their tenants. So we really want to get the word out to the Hastings area landlords about this program and the availability of this resource to help them pay their bills.
And how long has this program been in existence?
I believe we started taking application in the spring. Kelly, do you want to have any more details on that? We actually had like two application rounds. So we started with a really short program about 2 weeks long and then had to close because it was so successful and we spent all the first batch of money that we had. Then we closed down to process those applications and then we reopened back up again and are currently open for applications from landlords.
So what are the parameters for a landlord to participate in this, please?
We'll have Kelly answer that one.
So for landlords to participate, they need to have tenants with past due rent who have had a COVID impact. So what landlords need to do to find the application is go onto housinglink.org, and they can look under the, I think the title on the website is Landlords or Property Managers. If they click on that, there'll be a drop-down menu that says the Zero Balance Project. And on that page, they'll find information about the program requirements and eligibility requirements. And then they will also find the link to the application. And for the application, they will need to have their most updated email addresses and contact information for their tenants who are behind on their rent. They'll need to have the amount of rent that is past due, and they will need to upload the rent ledger, the lease, and their tenants' contact information. It's very key that they provide the most updated email addresses, because that is how the Zero Balance Project program will contact the tenants to let them know that an application has been submitted by the landlord, and then the tenants will need to register with the Zero Balance Project as well, and then fill out their portion of the application. And all the tenants will need to provide is their income information.
So what is the turnaround on all of this, please? How long is this process and how many months behind in rent can you get caught up on?
Well, as of right now, any past due rent amount can be covered, but one of the best things about this program is that it can also provide 3 months future rent for tenants who have past due rent. And so that way it can help a household truly stabilize after this awful year we've had in the pandemic.
Kelly, what are you seeing through your work with 360's communities, please? It's been impactful, hasn't it, on people?
The pandemic, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we have assisted many tenants with these applications because there are barriers that we can help them overcome to getting these applications submitted. So one of the primary barriers is technology access. So if a tenant doesn't have a computer or reliable internet access, then we can assist them in filling out the applications. So they would just need to give us a call to make an appointment.
Just add one thing to what Kelly just said about the future or prospective rent. So unpaid rent must be brought to current before future rent payments are approved. So it's important to know that. And also, maybe she didn't remember to mention that utilities can be covered, especially for those ones that landlords are helping to cover.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Ola. That's definitely true. The Zero Balance Project can't cover utilities that are not already covered in the lease. So, for example, many leases will include water and sewer as part of the rental costs, and that can be covered. But if an individual has an account for electricity, say, that they have to set up themselves, that is completely separate from the lease, the Zero Balance Project cannot cover that amount. And in that case, we always provide a referral to the Dakota County CAP program because they do have emergency assistance dollars.
Dr. Ola, let's bring you into this, please. Would you tell us what Restoration for All is?
So on this project, aside from other things that we are doing, but I'm going to focus on what we are doing on the Zero Balance Project, is something unique that Dakota County is doing. As they are asking the landlords to initiate this application, we were contracted as an organization to reach out to the renters who are Black, Indigenous, people of color, because sometimes we don't get to hear about information. And when you don't have information about things or help or support to navigate the process, it becomes difficult. So Dakota County, we are helping them to do this, to reach out to the renters to complete their own part of the application, to help them to submit the document for the income that they will need to complete the application. That's what we are doing on this project.
Well, it certainly is going to be beneficial for quite a few people. Rebecca, let's go back to you, please. I know people might be listening and they might say, gosh, I could really benefit from some of these programs or some of these things. You wanted to be sure that people understood what the first stop for social services is in the area.
I can answer that. This is Kelly from 360 Communities. Yeah, so the first stop in Hastings is the Hastings Family Services, and they provide food and clothing and other emergency services to Hastings residents. And so if anyone is out there listening and they have a need, please feel free to give Hastings Family Services a call. I know that they would be glad to talk to them. The number is 651-437-7134. And if someone is looking for help specifically for tenants, or looking for help specifically about the Zero Balance Project or Rent Help MN applications, they can certainly give us a call as well. 952-985-5300. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I have a couple other questions. Can someone else within the household start another application if you've already applied for assistance?
So the way that it works for the Rent Help Amend program, one application covers the whole household, and that is true of the Zero Balance Project application as well.
And I know that people might have questions about if they moved to a new apartment complex, can they get rent paid, you know, up front in advance? What's the answer to that, please?
So through the Rent Help MN program, there is an opportunity to request assistance through the for move-in costs. Like, for example, if they need help covering their security deposit or application fees. And I would urge people to call 211 to get more information about that.
So will any of these, you know, benefits that you're talking about, are those going to impact other assistance or benefits that people might be receiving?
So the emergency rental assistance programs, which those are the funds that provide the funding for the Zero Balance Project and for Rent Help MN, they do not affect people's taxes. So if someone receives their, a tenant receives assistance for their rent, that is not taxable income to them. And it is not income that is considered for public assistance if they're receiving, for example, SNAP food assistance or MFIP cash assistance. It would not be considered income for them. And that's because the funds are paid directly to the vendor, either a utility company or a landlord.
And Tomi, let's get you in here, please. What would you like to comment about some of the things we're talking about?
So as the contact person for Restoration for All, I've been getting a few calls about this. And the most recent one was from a college student who lived with two other roommates. And she told me that one of her roommates already applied for the Rent Help MN, and she asked me if she could apply for the Zero Balance Project. I told her she could, but advised not to since she already submitted an application for, or since someone in the household already applied for an application with Rent Help MN. So there are two different programs, but from the same funds, so there is no reason to apply for both. But if you do want to get the funds faster, you can give them a call to just ask how the status of your application is going. And I think that's mainly the thing I need to say. They're from the same funds, and if you have any question about the status of the program, of the application, you just need to call them on 211.
Just a big distinction between the two. So we've been mentioning Rent Help MN. That's a statewide program. So there's a lot of different programs operating right now. The Rent Help MN is a statewide program that we've been mentioning, called 211 for that. People can Google Rent Help MN and find it very easily. So the program that we really wanted to focus on is on the Zero Balance program. That's specific to Dakota, Hennepin, and Ramsey. So we want to get the word out and Hastings about this, particularly as we've not had that many landlords apply for that program. So we'd like to get the word out for people to apply for Zero Balance. As Kelly was talking about, they can access that through Housing Link, their website. The application is directly on there. And that's a fairly easy application for landlords to apply to. And one of the other things just to focus in on a little bit is people may have heard about the eviction moratorium. So that's really important for tenants and landlords to know about. The end of June, the state had enacted a law to phase out the eviction moratorium. So there's a timeline to allow different types of evictions, and it requires advance notice to tenants of evictions. So this new law protects tenants when they have a pending application through these emergency rental assistance programs, whether it's through Rent Help MN or Zero Balance. Tenants and landlords really need to apply for assistance to protect them from eviction. So we really want to encourage tenants to apply for, they can apply on their own through Rent Help MN, or they can encourage their landlord to apply through Zero Balance, or landlords directly can apply through Zero Balance.
That was going to be one of my questions, is that, is this something, if somebody is a tenant, they could actually ask their landlord if they would be so kind as to apply for this. So it has to be through the landlord, though. Is that correct?
Just for the Zero Balance Project. And in fact, I'm working with a landlord who was asked by their tenants to apply for the Zero Balance Project. And he is new to this kind of process. He's a private landlord. He doesn't work for a property management company or a larger organization who has many rentals. And so he just needed a little bit of extra support. And yeah, so it's been nice for him to be able to hear from his tenants that they need assistance and that he has a way that he can help them. And he's been really wonderful to work with. So, you know, we hope that other landlords feel, you know, that same sense of wanting to help their tenants stay in place and keep their housing stable.
Absolutely. And how long do you think this program will continue for?
Well, it's based on a funding availability. We have about $5 million left, so we still have significant funding, but we do want to encourage landlords to apply. We've paid over $1 million so far in this latest round, but there's still significant funding left. Dakota County initially had $8 million for this program, so we've been spending it, but there's still lots of opportunity for landlords to apply.
Wow, it was such great information, and we're grateful that you called in today. We want to thank all of our guests, Rebecca Bauer. She's the program coordinator with Dakota County Social Service Response Team. And we also want to thank Kelly Esch with 360s Communities. And then from Restoration for All, we had Dr. Ola and also Tomi Ola on the phone with us. Thank you all for what you're doing. And again, first stop should be Hastings Family Service at 651-437-7134. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.